non-essential farm inspections until April 22nd as the ongoing bad weather continues to hamper farming. He's also asked Chagask to establish a system to help share surplus fodder with those in short supply. Farming organisations had been calling for support. For more on this, we're joined now by the president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, Dennis Drennan. Dennis Drennan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
I presume you're welcoming this, but what's in store now for the rest of the spring, because it's not getting any drier?
No, it's actually frightening to look at the weather forecast in my own area here. There's over 60 millimetres of rain forecast between now and next Tuesday, and we have a storm, wind and rain on Friday night and Saturday, with over 40 mils of rain on Monday evening and Tuesday, between Monday evening and Tuesday morning. So it's really depressing as a farmer that you're looking at loads of grass out in the field and you just can't get animals out there to graze it. And a lot of huge number of tillage farmers are looking at their land lying idle and can't, a huge amount of work building up and just can't get to do it.
This is going to become the norm, though. We are going to continue to get warmer and wetter. This isn't a once-off winter or spring.
Well, let's not have any knee-jerk reactions. I mean, this is just an unprecedented spell of weather since going back right as far as last June. I mean, we were told we're going to get drier and warmer summers, and last summer was a complete washout. So, I mean, let's not do any knee-jerk. But, I mean, look, we're in a serious position at the moment. We've had unrelenting rain since last June, and look, we're just in a really tight position at the moment.
What do you want on fodder?
Well, first of all, we need to establish what fodder is available in the country, or if there's enough fodder available in the country. Like the fodder group met last Friday, and there seems to be not a panic yet, but we're just saying, look, we can't wait until there's a panic. We've had people with cattle and cows in sheds since last September. Anybody who remembers the ploughing championship last September were a complete washout. People put in animals at that point and said it was a temporary measure, and a temporary measure last September has turned into something very permanent since then. So there is, it's unprecedented length of the winter that we've had to deal with. And look, we've had fodder schemes in the past where we've had issues with subsidising of transporting of fodder from different parts of the country where there's, and it is a surplus to other. And we've also had issues where we've sort of subsidised importation of fodder, okay, if that is necessary.
Dennis Drennan from the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association, thank you.